So okay. This was the spatial orientation. And this is where you start to have some breakdowns.
For 3 hours a day and 5 days a week initially this past summer and fall, I underwent physical, occupational, and speech therapy at Community Rehab Care in Medford. I'd suffered a traumatic brain injury in a bicycle fall on Nantucket in late July. The list of my injuries was long. In addition to several broken bones...
Because of this fall, you had actually cracked the skull in a few spots, and the impact was sufficient that there was some bruising of the brain.
That's Dr. Jim Holsapple, chief of neurosurgery at Boston Medical Center, who said somewhat dryly, "Oh no, we've met," when I introduced myself at the start of our interview. I was in an induced coma at BMC for 4 days and was released after 8 days. And while the accident and my hospitalization still draw a blank, I do remember my therapy in the weeks that followed. My case manager was Megan Kent, and she initially gave me a battery of performance tests.
And this one... Yeah, I got 3 out of 5.
All these tests just kind of break down all different areas of attention, memory, executive skills, so planning, organization. And from there is where we can come up with certain goals.
Every 30 days, new goals were formed. In the meantime, there were cooking exercises, shopping expeditions to make sure I could write checks and count change, a proving ground that was necessary yet quite humbling, too.
The dishwasher is actually pretty full.
Lauren Berdulis was one of my occupational therapists.
We have a good opportunity to get to know people really well, and we challenge people to be at their maximum potential.
Ann Berdula says she finds her job quite rewarding.
I think everyone's unique with a brain injury because everybody's brain anatomy is different and their injuries are different, but you're also the same in that everybody's striving to get back to 100%.
Next time, my ongoing battle to get back to 100% and the fellow TBI patients I've met along the way. Mary Blake, WBZ News Radio, 1030.